How many of you had the opportunity this week to be sad instead of glad? Anybody had? I mean, most of the time we have those kind of, you know. Did anyone have your feelings get hurt this week? Did anybody have a feeling of anger instead of happiness? Did you meet someone who did something that was less than joyful? You know, we have a lot of unhappy people around us. You ever notice that? And you have people that are depressed and so forth. And so I want to talk to you tonight for just a few minutes on how to be happy no matter what happens. Amen. And it's really found in the first Psalm. Psalms 1. That's where it's found at. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of the sinner. Oh, I better let y'all find it. I'm going too fast. Psalms chapter 1. Because I can cut and paste it, and I got it right here, and then y'all have to turn to it, so I better stop and wait, okay? You know, I just get going and take off. All right. Find it in your Bible. I see some people got their Bible and they got their device. So, you know, I've got it here on my phone. I've got all. I like to look at it on my phone or iPad because I can go to a lot of different translations. Write it, you know, and just go look and see. And I like to. And you might want to do that too. I like to go look at different translations and read because it sort of gives me a little different slant on that. And so many of the, of course, you know that, you know, so many of the words in the Bible can have they can carry a little bit of different meaning or connotation depending on how they're used, okay? And we have the same thing here, you know. We got the word love, and if you ever notice, we use the word love all the time. We love our wife and we love our cars and we love it, but it's the same word, but it has a different meaning when you, whatever context you put it in. How many understand what I'm saying? Okay, let's start out. There we go. Blessed is the man. I'm going to read from the NIV tonight, okay? Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of the sinner or sit in the seat of the mocker. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does will prosper. Now, according to Strong's Concordance, the word blessed here in the Hebrew means happy. And so turn to your neighbor and say happy. Happy. Turn to somebody else and say happy. Happy. Let's say all say it together. Happy. Happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
Okay. Now, I'm going to use the words happy and joy and gladness sort of interchangeable. Now, I realize that all three of these have technically they have a different meaning, but they all carry with it the same connotation, okay, being happy and joyful and so forth and so on. Now, David, you would say, was a blessed man, right? You would say it this way. David was happy in God. And you know, the world, I asked you all those questions to start with, and I said that we have an unhappy world around us. Well, the world needs to see a happy person.
Yes.
A joyful person. A person that's full of gladness. You know, Smith Wigglesworth was an English preacher many years ago. Some of you may have read the book Ever Increasing Faith. It's a great book. If you haven't read in Ever Increasing Faith, I would suggest you read it. Now, before he became a minister, Wigglesworth was a plumber, and he had gotten turned on to God and gotten saved. And one day, while he was doing a plumbing job, this can be found in the other book, Apostle of Faith, written by Stanley Frodsham, that wrote about Wigglesworth. And she wanted to know why he was so happy all the time. She said, "Your face, this shows such wonderful expression of joy." And with that, he had an opportunity to tell the woman how good the Lord had been to him because they trusted in the Word of God. Now, as we look at our text, it says, "Blessed or happy who is the man who does not." Now, if you're going to be happy in the Lord, there are some things you can't do. Now, I am not going to get on a do's and don't sermon, but if you just read the Word of God, there's certain things, according to to what He tells us in the Word, that we don't do. Now, you know, you've got all these people, and I grew up with it, and, you know, you can't do this, and you can't do that, and you can't do the other. Well, if you get born again and get turned on to God, you don't want to do it in the first place. Right? And then there's a lot of it that's just a bunch of tradition. You know, it was really interesting. You know, I grew up Pentecostal, and I grew up down in Texas. And, you know, I was in a Pentecostal church, and you couldn't play ball, and you couldn't do this, and couldn't do that, and couldn't do the other. Well, my ninth grade year, I got out of school, and we went to California. I went to California with Dad, and I took correspondence school for my sophomore year, and my sis was her freshman year, and we traveled all over the state of California with Dad. Well, you know, I got out there, and I found the same denomination. They could go swimming together. Back home where I come from, you couldn't do that. You know, we went to the... I hadn't been out there but about a few days. And the pastor's son, he's the same age I was, he said, Hey, Hagin, come on. We all going to the beach. All the young people are going to the beach Saturday." And I thought, what? You know, but hey, I was all for it, you know. I'm 15 years old. And then they were all playing ball and doing stuff. And I said to Dad, "Well, man, this is it's not right to do this back home." He said, "Oh, that's a bunch of junk and a bunch of tradition." He said, "Just forget about it." He said, "Live in line with the Word of God." My dad always told me, he said, "There's two rules in this house: the rules of the Word of God and the rules of the house. It doesn't make any difference what any of the other church members try to, you know, because if you're the pastor's kid, everybody in the church tries to tell you what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do, and you're supposed to know all the Bible verses." I didn't get myself in trouble, but I did. When I was, I think I was about 14, and I was in Sunday school class one day, and the Sunday school teacher, Dean Snell, he said, "Hagin, what's the answer?" And I said, "I don't know." He said, "You're supposed to know. You're the preacher. You're a preacher's kid." I said, "Well, how come I have to know?" I said, "So-and-so over there, John, he's a deacon's son. How come he don't know? He don't have to know it, you know?" So I sort of was a little belligerent, but I was sort of tired of everybody telling me what I was supposed to do. But, hey, it's not for a denomination or people or anyone to tell you what to do. It's the Word of God tells you what to do. This is your guide. This is what we live by. Hello? And it said, and blessed is, and I said there's some things you can't do. Blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Now, it's telling you here this, you can't do this. You can't walk in the counsel of the ungodly or the wicked and be happy. See? Blessed is the man that does not. So that means that you don't walk there. If you walk with the counsel of the wicked, you're not going to be happy, because blessed and happy is the man that does not. Come on. You know, you know, some people try to walk both sides of the fence at the same time. It don't work. That's trying to mix, you know, oil and water. You ever notice they won't mix? Oil. You ever see that? I think that salad dressing is oil and vinegar. And if you let it set for just a minute, it separates. They won't mix. Hey, you can't walk the line. All right, I'm over here with God today. Tomorrow I'm going to be over here on this side. Over here. It don't work. You'll be unhappy. Come on now. Don't look at me like I fell out of a well. It doesn't work that way. You can't straddle the fence. You have to live in line and do what God's word says. He said if you wanted to be blessed and happy, you don't do that. Hello? Now, a question would come up. Who are the wicked? Oh, that's the murderer. That's the immoral person. That's the thief. That's not what the Bible says. They are all right. But you know what? The Bible calls a unbeliever an evil and a wicked person. You can go find that over in Hebrews 3:12. That's what the Bible said. I didn't say it. Don't look at me like that. The Bible said it, you know. So anybody that is an unbeliever is someone you want to not pal with too much. Don't listen to their counsel, because their counsel is not going to be right, because they're not controlled by the right person. They're not controlled by God and the Spirit of God. You know, the challenge for us is not to walk according to the counsel of someone who is full of doubt and unbelief. Hello? Amen. You can't listen to doubters and pouters and then expect to be happy and blessed. Have you ever noticed that there's some people that you just don't want to be around because everything they say, everything they do is negative? You know, you just almost, if you see them walking down the street and you see them, you almost try to cross the street and get on the other side of the street. Have you ever noticed that if you're with people that are depressed and down and you know, doubting everything? Well, I just can't believe it can be this good. I just don't believe that God can be so good. I mean, it's just, but you start talking about the goodness of God and how great God is and what he will do for you if you'll believe what he says, you start to get lifted up. How many understand what I'm saying to you? You know, actually, you just can't begin to say the name Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Say about 4 or 5 times, and you can begin to feel a sweet presence come into your midst, because there's power in the name of Jesus. The Bible says so. Amen. Hello. Amen. You know, if you want to be happy, then there are some people you can't listen to. I didn't say it, the Bible did. Counsel, that's listening. And blessed and happy is the man who doesn't stand in the way of sinners. You know, it's all right to be around them, but you don't hang out with them. You don't pal with them. You don't go where they're at. That's not what you're supposed to do. You know, you don't stand in the way of sinners. Now, you know, if you begin to look at this, you have to make a decision of who you're going to hang with. One of the greatest things you can do in life is to hang with people that believe like you do. If you remember in the Word of God in the New Testament, it talks about Peter and then Paul and them, and it says they returned to their own company. Hey, the believers, I didn't say denomination, I said believers. See, there's a lot of churches, local churches, but there's only one church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the ecclesia. That's the called out ones. That's all of us that have been born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are the called out ones. And I don't care whether you believe everything I believe. I don't care whether you... I can fellowship with you if you don't believe in being filled with the Holy Spirit or you don't believe in healing. I can still fellowship with you if you believe in being born again by the blood, shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can fellowship with you. Amen. Hello.
Amen.
See, we need to get to the point that it's not what we believe, it's what the Bible says. I can fellowship with somebody that believes in being born again and living the right kind of life in line with the Word of God. Don't look at me like that. It's the truth. You know, did you realize that you can go to heaven without being filled with the Holy Spirit? According to Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, that's what we believe. You can go to heaven without believing in healing. You can go to heaven without believing in prosperity. Now, I didn't say this ultra way out here junk, because the Bible talks about that he wants us to have a good life. He wants to prosper. So how many times you can read it in there, you can read that he wants us to prosper. But he didn't, not this ultra stuff out here. But you see, as long as you're born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the only criteria for making heaven. That's the only criteria. But you see, there's some people that want to tell you that you have to believe like they do. And you got to be baptized like they're baptized. No, the only criteria is believing according to the Word of God. It says that if you believe in your heart and say with your mouth, you'll be saved. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Is that not correct? And that's what salvation is, what it's all about. Now, it goes on to say, blessed and happy is the man. Now, when I'm using the term man here, you got to understand that we're using a neutral gender term, actually meaning mankind. That's everybody. Let me understand what I'm saying to you. Okay? See, you learn that when you go to Bible school. And you take systematic theology 1 and systematic theology 2 and 3 and 4. I had the first professor I had for systematic 1 and 2, he liked Strong's. And then when I had another professor for the other two classes, he liked Burkhoff. So I had two times I had Strong's theology, and for two other times I had Burkhoff's theology. And if you get to studying those theology books, you'll find out that all the theologians don't agree. Brother John there, he's a retired minister and been to seminary. Is that not correct, Brother John?
Amen.
Amen. You know, I decided way back, I said, look, I'm just going to go with the Bible and sort of forget some of this other stuff, you know. And in fact, my dad told me, he said, learn what you have to learn to pass the test. And said, if it's not in line with the Bible, then just forget it. Because there's a lot of theology that's not in line with the Bible. Okay. All right. Blessed are the man that does not sit in the seat of the mocker. Now, you know, some of the most unhappy people that you ever going to run into are people that have become cynical and sarcastic about life. Every time you get around them, they're making negative comments about everything. And they're so cynical and so... And you ever been around somebody that everything that's said, they make some sarcastic statement about it? Anybody ever been around somebody like that? You know, it's not very much fun hanging around those kind of people, is it? You know, but it says here, that's what a mocker is, you know. Happiness is not found in mocking. Hello? Somebody. Happiness is found in helping people. You can't do some things and then expect to be happy and blessed. Okay? Now, let's look at the other side of the fence. Blessed and happy is the man who does. Okay? What does he do? But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Blessed and happy is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and on that law he meditates day and night. I mean, a continual happy person is one who every day is in the Word of God, reading the Word of God. Yes. Hello. You know, in fact, another psalm says, Psalm 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
You see, if all of a sudden you begin to feel down and you're not as joyful and happy as you should be, ask yourself the question, am I reading the Word? It's pretty easy to everything going along and no, you don't have to not read the Word. It's so funny how that it takes a crisis to force us back to reading the Word of God, because we know that's where our foundation is. We know that's where our help comes from. And it talks about here that we delight in the law of the Lord. The law of the Lord is not the law that we read about in the Old Testament. The law of the Lord is what God said in his Word. You see, people all the time say, well, God never talks to me. Well, then they don't read the Bible. Because the Bible is God talking to us.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
See? Now, look at this. Ask yourself your question. Are you continually keeping the Word of God first place in your life? That's what it talks about, meditating. Now, you know, when you're driving down the road, read a scripture before you leave the house. And then while you're driving, you can drive and you can watch what's going on and still think about the Word of God. Hello?
Yes, amen.
Or have some... you know, have a cassette in, cassette, CD. See, I've gone back then. Have a CD in that's, you know, playing the Bible to you, or a message that somebody has preached. You know, the continually happy person delights themselves in the Lord, in the Word of God. You know, that's the way you keep yourself happy no matter what's going on, no matter what's happening in your life. If you're in the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, not on the problem. See, too many times we let the problem become forefront in our minds and it takes over and it gets bigger than it really is. But you need to meditate on the promises of God. You see, that's where the solution is. And when you begin to meditate on the promises of God, then the Word of God and God becomes bigger than the problem.
Amen.
See, every time a problem comes my direction, I go to what John said in one of his epistles. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. John 4:4. 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. The greater one on the inside, he'll help me through this situation. You know, now sometimes people start, well, why is this happening? I thought I was in the will of God. Why is this happening? Quit meditating on the whys and meditate on the solution from God's Word. Then he goes on to say, blessed and happy is the person, the man, is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither. As you meditate upon the Word of God, you become like a tree planted by the water.
Yes, amen.
If you want to if you drive out across even Western Oklahoma, but we were just out in Phoenix and then out in Albuquerque, and anywhere there's water, there's green trees and so forth. Where there's no water, there might be a some plant or little tree there, but it's all shriveled up and it's not growing and it's not flourishing. But you know, just a few feet away is water and they're growing. You know, I've been driving out across that desert going out to California, and you look off in the you just see this barren, you know, few sage brushes and a few little mesquite bushes, and off in the distance you see a whole line of trees. And when you get there, you find out that it's a stream of water. Anybody ever seen that besides me? Yeah, it's a stream. The trees are there because they can flourish. A tree planted by the water is able to endure the different seasons, and it will bring forth fruit in its season. Now, here's the thing about it. A lot of people, you know, they're believing God for things, and they're wondering why it's not happening. It says here, in its season. Okay, I'll go on. I can see that's not going over real well. You know, when we have the Word of God planted in our hearts, then we're able to endure the trials and the situations and the circumstances that come our way. You know, constantly meditating on the Word is like being planted by a tree being planted by the water. Now, when you meditate on the Word instead of meditating on the problem, you're happy because you know what the outcome is going to be. Meditating on the Word gets you thinking in the right direction. Now, a lot of people, you know, say, well, it's the Spirit. Well, Paul said, think on these things. The Word of God in Romans says, renew your mind. Now, everybody wants to talk about the Spirit, and there's a truth over there, but there is a lot said in the Word of God about the mind. Our spirits are born again when we become born again, but we do something about the mind. It said, renew your mind with the Word of God. Yes. You have to do something. See, You're born again immediately when you ask Jesus to come in your heart. But you're the one that's going to have to do something with renewing the mind with the Word of God. Yes. Oh, now, I could have talked all day and I said that. See, a lot of people, they get upset when you say that because that puts them having to do something. And they don't want to have to do anything. But it's up to us to do something, to put ourselves in line with God's Word. You know, there are times when you're right in the middle of a painful trial and you start meditating and quoting the Word of God, all of a sudden you become happy in the middle of your situation. Why? Because you're looking to the solution, the Word of God, rather than meditating and letting the problem eat you up. Now you're meditating on the Word of God. You see, why do you become happy when you begin to meditate on the Word of God in the middle of your trial? The reason you do is because the Word promised you victory instead of defeat. The Word of God promised you healing while you still have symptoms. The Word of God gives you the promise of abundance when you are looking at lack. The Word of God, you know, gives you the thoughts that will make you happy rather than make you sad. You see the situation, it makes you depressed. It makes you sad. You see what God's Word said. God's Word said, no weapon formed against me will prosper. God's Word said that, according to 2 Peter 2:4, that, 24, by his stripes we were healed. The word of God says that he will supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. You see, it doesn't matter what the situation is. What does the word say? People would ask my dad. I would ask him. We'd be in a situation. And I'd say, Dad, what about this? He'd say, what does the word say? What does the Bible say? I've been with him many times when people come to him and say, Brother Hagin, what about this? He'd say, what does the Bible say? What? He always directed everybody back to what the Bible says, because this is God's word talking to us. See, if you're going to be happy and blessed, then you're going to have to delight yourself and meditate in the word. And then it goes on. Blessed and happy is the man that whatever he does, he will prosper. See? Now let's read this. He's like a tree planted by stream of water, which brings forth seed, whose leaf does not wither, and whatever he does will prosper. Yes. Whatever he does will prosper. You want to be prosperous? Then get in the word. Right. See? That's what I didn't say. That's what the Bible said. Amen. Then if you go over to Joshua 1:8 says, "Do not." This was God talking to Joshua after in the first part of that, he said, "Okay, Joshua, I'm just going to paraphrase it." 2016, he said, "Moses is dead. Okay, get up, let's go. You're going to take these people across there." And then he gave him some instructions: "Don't be afraid, don't doubt." And then he said, "Don't let the book of the law, that's the word of God, depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then." You will be prosperous and successful. You want to be prosperous and successful? Get the word of God down in your heart. Say what the word says instead of what the circumstance says. Say what the word says instead of what the situation says. Okay, so stuff is coming against me, but the word says no weapon formed against me will prosper. That's what the Bible says. Somebody said, well, that's sort of simplistic. I just believe the Bible. I got this from my dad, and he wrote in his Bible. I got it from him. The Bible says it. I believe it. That settles it. Period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The Bible says it. I believe it. That settles it. I'm not even going to argue with you about it. So I said, well, I don't believe that. Fine. You believe what you want to. That's what I believe. And you know what? Arguing with you is not going to change you, and you're sure not going to change me. Amen. Hello? So it's possible to have success if we go in line with the Word of God. Do what God says. You have to understand that God has designed us to have a happy, full, joyful life. He said in John 10:10, the thief has come but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Well, when you have an abundant life, that's a happy time. That's a joyful time, right? Am I right or wrong? Hello? So it's up to us whether we have a happy life or not. It's not up to God. He's already done all he's going to do about it. Right here, he's told us how to have a happy life, to live in line with this, who we are in Christ. You know, you got to go to the other scripture, who you are in Christ, what you have in Christ, and all of those things. And that's why you're happy. Amen? Yeah. Heavenly Father, I talked to these people for a few minutes tonight to try to stir up their pure minds, to get them to realize that you want them to have a happy, blessed, and prosperous life. And it's done by getting in your word and letting your word have first place in our life. We thank you, Father, that you'll minister to every heart in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I never like to have a service. Even when I know everybody there, I still give an opportunity for somebody to find Jesus, or somebody to rededicate their life to God, or somebody to have a no-so experience with God. Because in the day and age we live, a lot of people go to church, but I don't know whether they've ever accepted Jesus or not. Anybody on any one of those invitations anywhere in the room, I want to pray with you and for you. Praise the Lord. We also believe in being filled with the Spirit around here according to Acts. I'm not talking about church creed or doctrine. I'm talking about what the Bible says. Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, they were all filled with the Spirit. Began to speak with tongues. The Spirit gave them utterance. Anybody want to be filled with the Spirit tonight? Praise the Lord. Everybody stand, please. Praise God. Thank God. Everybody here must be a Christian. But now we also believe in healing. Is there anybody here that would like hands laid on them for healing tonight? If so, just step up and come on down here and we'll pray for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, praise God. Did y'all get anything out of this tonight?